Hello, this is Rocco Sansone, comic books editor from MovieVix.com, and I am standing here with Box Brown.
Hey, how you doing, Rocco?
So, Box, tell us about Tetris.
So, Tetris is a video game, obviously, that a lot of people know. It's kind of like the most ubiquitous video game. They have it for every computer that ever came out and every system. It's popular all over the world. But the story behind how Tetris came about is pretty crazy. It happened right in this strange period of time, like right before the communism fell, and it was the Russians kind of dipping their toe in to like capitalism. And besides that, there was also three big businesses all attempting to get the rights to this game all at once. And with major consequences, for the Russians, the person that negotiated a deal for the Russians, he screwed that up, could have been thrown in jail, and punished, and it ended up becoming a huge international sensation.
So tell us, why did you choose to write about Tetris?
So one of the things that I find, one of the themes of the book is about how I see video games as an art form, and I think that it's kind of similar to my other book about Andre the Giant, where I look at pro wrestling as an art form, and I have this it's kind of like from being a comic artist. I think like you have these ideas that comics, pro wrestling, video games, they have like a stigma attached to them. People don't think of them as like masterpieces or amazing works of art. But one of my goals with this book, especially, is to let people to have people figure out, how much of a masterpiece Tetris really is, and looking at the idea of Alexey Pajitnov, the creator of Tetris, as an artist. And not just, a computer nerd or something like that, because he's really, game creation is a creative act, video games can have all of the things that make masterful works of art wonderful, the Mona Lisa, some stuff like that, the Statue of David, Tetris is right up there with them, I think.
So I take it you're a Tetris fan.
Oh, yeah. I was awesome at it the Tetris on Game Boy is probably my favorite version of the game. And, like, I played that thing till, like, my Game Boy just, like, died. It was just so awesome. And, like, everybody in the whole house played it, which was another thing that's awesome about Tetris, is that, like, if I tried really hard, I could maybe get my dad to play, like, Mario Brothers with me or something like that. But, like, everybody in the house played Tetris. Like, mom, dad, my Nana played Tetris. And it was, like, a really, it crossed borders that way. In the way that, a lot of those games, especially at the time when it was just all considered toys, it crossed all those boundaries. Because, it's so easy to play and easy to learn, but difficult to master.
Was it hard writing a book about Tetris since it's like a very simple game?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Was it difficult to write the game since it's write the book since it's a very simple game?
You'd think so, but to depict how the game works was more complicated than the game itself, It's one of those things where if you picked it up and played it, you get it like immediately, but to describe that as a comic was not as easy. The other thing about it is that it kind of made it easy because it's this simple, because it's a pure version of games as art, right? Like the visual aspect of the game almost doesn't matter. There's like no writing either. It's like a pure gaming experience, and so to depict that feeling was difficult, but ultimately rewarding.
How's the reaction to the book been?
It's been good so far. You know, we've gotten a lot of press about the book, and our panel yesterday with Dan Ackerman, who also wrote a book about Tetris, like a prose book, was great, packed house, and it's really, I think people have like a nostalgia and like a reverence for Tetris, and I think that, you know, it was a story that couldn't have been told like when the book came out, or when the game came out, because I think we didn't really understand the impact yet, but also like people didn't know as much about computers and games when it came out. Now everybody knows about, you know, memory and how these things work and how computers work, whereas contemporaneously in the, you know, 1989 or whatever, 1988, it would have gone over a lot of people's heads.
Do you have any other projects on hand?
I have my Andre the Giant book here that came out in 2014, and I just finished a new book that hasn't been announced yet, but I finished it on Sunday, so it'll be coming out sooner. You'll find out about it sooner than later.
Do you have anything else to add?
Not too much. I also run a small press called Retrofit Comics, and we're always putting out new stuff. Our goal is to put together... To be a home for comic artists to create shorter works, but at a professional level, printing level, and professional presentation. We try to make high-end, shorter comics, which is something that has kind of fallen out of favor since the rise of the graphic novel. So, you know, I'm always working on that, too.
Thanks a lot, Box. You've been wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me.